You're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 54. Hello, my favorite humans. I hope you're doing amazing right now, whatever and whenever you might be listening to this new episode of The Humans We Are. And welcome to the show, whether you are a new listener or you are coming back for more. When I ask my clients what they want to work together, what they want to focus on next, either in their professional life, in their relationships, or in the area they want to focus, whatever it is that they are coming to me for help, I often hear, I don't know. I am not really sure. I have been thinking about that, but I am not sure I have a definitive answer. They know what they have now is not what they want in the future. And like they know they want their reality to change. So in a way, we could say that they know what they don't want, but they are not clear on what their ideal version would look like. So what is the goal? What is that ideal vision that they want to create for themselves? Sometimes they just haven't taken the time to think about it. Their lives are busy and they are in this familiar routine that sorts of works, and they haven't stopped to think about the future. They have a sense that the trajectory that they are on with the inertia that they have will not take them where they want to go, but they haven't taken the time to think about where they want to arrive. And that's okay. That's what I can help them figure out and what I will help you too if you are in a similar situation and if you would like some help with that. Other times, I notice that people say, I don't know what I want because of an unconscious fear of answering the question. Sometimes we're afraid. It's out of our reach. And acknowledging that we want something that we can't have will be too painful. So we just block ourselves from that. Or we may be afraid that we are not worthy of having it. And maybe that other people will judge us for wanting it. And that they will think, who do you think you are to have that? Or things like that. And sometimes we are afraid that people will tell us that we should be more grateful for what we have. So acknowledging that you want more of something doesn't mean that you are ungrateful. Wanting more doesn't mean that you don't appreciate what you already have. After all, it's human nature to expand, to grow, to want more. That's what makes civilizations grow and humans thrive. It's an innate drive in humans. Another common reason for quote-unquote not knowing what we want is that we've pushed it down so much for so long. We've ignored our own desires for so long that we simply got disconnected from them. We may have internalized a self-sacrificing way of being that is so common for women and for some cultures even more so. And we may have needed to prioritize family, study, or work for a long time. So much so that we can't access what we really wanted to begin with anymore. It's buried too deep. And the third common reason for quote-unquote not knowing is that we overthink it too much. So when I ask my clients this question, they hear it as a very transcendental question that they need to get the quote-unquote right answer to. We don't want to make mistakes, right? If we are going to decide what we want to get it right at the first go. And that pressure ends up blocking you from actually answering the question or deciding towards what you want to start moving. But luckily, we are still confronted with what we don't want every day in our daily life. So we are constantly getting hints of what we do want. This gives you so much information and such important information. So maybe your days are packed with obligations and meetings, and like every waking minute of your life is spoken for. So you will notice a desire to have more free time, or more time with your family or for yourself, or maybe more flexibility with your schedule. Or maybe your finances feel tight or restrictive, and you will notice a natural desire to have more money. All of this is precious information about what you want. The problem is that we have learned, and as women in particular, to dismiss or minimize our desires, and we stifle them. And we say things like, others have it so much worse. I should be more grateful. It's actually not that bad. So tip number one to know what you truly want is to notice what you don't want and to take it seriously and not ignore it. There are your first clues. You don't want to be so tired all the time. You don't want to feel completely drained at the end of the day, every day. You want to have energy to engage with your family, to play with your kids, or to have meaningful conversations with your partner and not just collapse on the couch in front of the TV because you're so spent. You want to have energy to go for a walk after dinner or go to yoga or the gym a couple times a week. So knowing what you don't want points you in the direction of what you do want. And you see, pulling at that thread of what you don't want will always show you what you do want instead. Tip number two to unblock what you truly want is to make a deal with yourself that no matter what you find that you want, you will not be expected or required to take action just yet. You can decide what your time frame is, for how long you're allowed to sit with your knowledge of what you want without turning it against yourself or judging yourself if you don't feel ready to take action. You see, knowing what you want is not equal as being ready to make it happen. Sometimes I see people blocking themselves from this whole exploration because they think if they say what they want, if they tell themselves the truth, even to themselves, then they have to do something about it. But you don't. You don't have to do something about it if you're not ready yet. If you need to give yourself permission to not take action, or if you need to commit to not do anything for a year or for a month, whatever the time frame feels right for you, if that helps you unblock yourself from accessing your true desires, that's a win in my book. So it is worth it to cut that deal with yourself where you commit to no matter what you decide that you want, if you don't feel ready yet, you are going to tell yourself the truth, but you're not going to expect to take action on that. For example, I would really love to take dance classes, and I don't know when or maybe if ever I will. But since I gave myself permission to be honest about it, I find myself fantasizing about it. I look up dance schools or lessons for grown-ups. And as I'm taking a walk or when I am about to sleep, I imagine myself going to dance classes. And you know, it is so fun and enjoyable and fulfilling to fantasize about what you want. So that is a very important point that we don't necessarily talk about too much, that just wanting something from an abandoned place where you know that it is available for you and that you can move towards that, even if it's not today or tomorrow, but if you really want it, you can have it. It can be so pleasurable to think about it and fantasize and do some research about it. And that's just a part of that manifestation of giving yourself that which you want. It's so worth it. Or another example that I have seen with a few people is that they don't want to acknowledge that they may want out of a relationship, because they think that if they do acknowledge that, then they need to take action now. But it's not really true. I mean, you may not be ready yet. You may not be ready in a long time. But acknowledging that you want out and that you are not ready yet can be very powerful and very loving towards yourself, because you're not gaslighting yourself into thinking that it's okay, quote unquote. You are telling yourself that this is not what you want, but there are these reasons that you can be very clear about what they are that make it worth it for you to hold off on taking action on that. There may be very valid reasons for you that you're choosing to stay. And I'm not here to tell you which reasons are valid. In such case, you will know, and I'm sure that you do. But really consider if you are really not telling yourself the truth about a situation like that, or you are just gaslighting yourself and telling yourself that everything is fine, or that it's not that bad, or other people have it worse, and so on. And last tip, tip number three, is that you have to make the time for this. My hope is that after listening to this episode, you will be able to overcome the resistance of finding the perfect answer, quote unquote, and that you will remind yourself that it's all work in progress and that your answers are dynamic in nature because you are constantly changing, and that you are not expected to take action immediately. And even getting some of what you want will change what you want next. So your own progress will inform your next level of growth, your next change, your evolution. So you don't need to have a crystal clear picture now of the very end goal in 10 years from now. You just need to be clear in which direction you want to start moving. So what I recommend is that you set aside 1 hour this week when you can have a date with your future self and together decide what you, both of you, want for her. Choose a time when you can relax and not be disturbed, ideally. But hear me out. If you don't foresee that you will have the chance of uninterrupted time in the next few days, don't be perfectionistic about it. Work with what you have. I'm going to ask you a few questions for that session with your future self. And I ask you to really take them seriously and really take that moment to consider your answers. So here are the questions. Whatever the year is when you listen to this, fast forward 3 to 5 years. And imagine a scenario where your life is great. You have overcome most or all the obstacles that you foresaw in the past. You are fulfilled, you feel content, satisfied, you feel a deep sense of satisfaction, and you feel proud of what you have done in the past 3 to 5 years. And in that scenario, answer, what are you doing professionally? Where are you work-wise? Are you working at the same place that you are now? Are you in a different place? Are you in the same position? Have you taken on more responsibility? Do you have less responsibility? Maybe you've cut down your hours. Are you spending more time with your family or less time? Are you doing more things for you? Or are you doing fewer things for you? There are no right or wrong answers. Okay, so just let the answers come up for you, like let them rise and kind of like the feeling is that you are listening for the answers instead of as opposed to forcing them, right? To making them what you think you should want for 3 to 5 years from now. See yourself happy, satisfied, proud of yourself. Notice what is that reality that you created for yourself. And in that same moment in the future, your most important relationships are great too. Not because people around you are finally doing what you want them to do, or because they've become the version of themselves that you've always wanted to see, but because you don't depend on anyone being different or being a specific way to feel good and to love them. You've learned to love people just as they are, and you've also learned to love yourself just as you are and to provide for your own needs, so you are not disappointed anymore and you feel free to engage with the people in your life without the tension or the pressure of constantly trying to get them to change and bumping up against their resistance. And with those from whom you have felt that they want to see a different version of you, like sometimes our parents are that way, you have let that go and you feel free to be authentically you without making their disappointment your problem. So in that future, who are the people in your life? Are there any new people? Are the same people from now still there in 3 to 5 years? How do you feel when you interact with them? And again, no right or wrong answers. Just allow the answers to bubble up. Okay, moving on. Same time frame, 3 to 5 years into the future. You have managed to feel really comfortable in your body. Not only that, you've come to really appreciate and love being in your skin. The self-judgment and the self-rejection of the past either melted away, or when it shows up, it's not a big deal. You're able to see it for what it is, internalized messages from society, culture, or family members that you can now understand where they came from or what it was all about, but you don't believe any of that about you anymore. So in that scenario, what do you believe about yourself, about your body, about your health, and about what is possible for you? Take your time, don't rush this process, and be curious about what your future self has to tell you. She's already there. She has already created that reality with your help. So there are really this is not uncertain. This is really something that you created together and is already happening in the future. So to summarize, tip number one is about considering what you don't want and exploring it and letting that show you the direction of what you do want. So start pulling that thread of what you don't want and let that illuminate what is the opposite of that. What are you craving in the absence of what reality you have already today? Tip number two is to cut a deal with yourself that you are not required to take any action just yet, and that this is an exercise in just knowing, figuring out what you truly want, but that you're not going to hold it against yourself if you don't feel ready to take action on that just yet. And tip number three is that you have to take time to think about this. If you don't get off that roller coaster of the routine that you have every day, where every minute of your life is spoken for and you end up at the end of the day collapsing on the couch because you just don't have the bandwidth to do anything else, this is not going to stop on its own. That cycle is going to perpetuate itself and it's going to keep you locked in a trajectory that may or may not get you to where you actually want to go. So you need to take time, and I suggest you take 1 hour this week. And if you can only take 30 minutes, let that be enough. But reflect on the questions that I suggested for you in this episode. Okay, that's it for the episode of today. If you are curious about working with me, about coaching, I have currently one-on-one spots available. So if you want to figure out what that would look like, the best way is to book a free consult, which is just a conversation where I will ask you a few questions. You will tell me everything about where you are, where you want to go, what are the obstacles in your way. And if it makes sense to work together, we will discuss it on that call, but it's really no strings attached. So feel free to book that, and you can get so much clarity and value just from that free call. To book that, you just need to go to carolafuertes.com/consult and choose a time and day that work for you. If you have a desire to understand yourself better, to stop being your own harshest critic, and you want to start making decisions for your future from love and acceptance and not from fear or self-rejection, I highly, highly recommend that you book that call. If you're not ready to jump on that call yet, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are always the best way. And of course, helping me spread the word by sharing this episode with a friend who might like it. If you have any comments, suggestions for topics to cover, or any feedback that you would like to get to me, you can email carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can DM me at @fuertescarola on Instagram. Okay, I will be back soon. Oh, and I wanted to just mention this because some of you may have noticed that I didn't publish an episode for the past 2 weeks. And of course, most of you will not have noticed, but if you did and you were wondering what was that about, we had a really bad windstorm, which we rarely ever have here. It was like a new thing for us, and it knocked down like 2,000 trees, and we were out of power for about 4 days. And because of that, then I had to reschedule a few clients, and like I had to use last week to catch up with work. So that is why I didn't publish an episode. I expect to come back to this weekly schedule. But if not, you can always ask me what's up on Instagram or via email. Okay, so I hope that I will be back soon. In the meantime, just give yourself the gift of answering the question and reflecting on where do you want to be. There is a difference between where do you see yourself, which is almost like projecting the trajectory that you are on right now, versus where do you want to be. If those are really close or even the same, amazing and good job. But if they are not, you can do something about it. And I really hope that if you feel like you could use some help, that you will book that free consult. Okay, that's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.